Well, before the start of play in Melbourne, there was a minute's silence after it was announced that the media mogul and man responsible for changing the face of one-day cricket, Kerry Packer, had died at the age of 68. Packer introduced World Series cricket and in doing so popularised the one-day version of the game in the 1970s. The veteran business journalist Trevor Sykes worked with him for many years and he told the BBC that Packer's influence was felt throughout the world of sport.
First of all, he introduced commercialisation of sport by virtually buying the Australian cricket team and starting World Series cricket, and that started a trend in Australia which you now see in England and so forth. So that was one thing that he started, because he realised very early on he had to have content, he had to have sporting content. If you couldn't do a deal with the authorities, you created your own sport, you bought it. The other thing he did, though, which was very good for the game, and we use cricket as an example, he covered it very well. Now, you will remember in the old days when you watched a cricket match on TV, you either saw the bowler running away from you or you saw him running in towards you. Nowadays, there are cameras all around the ground. That's Kerry Packer started all that, with the microphones and the stumps and all this sort of thing. He improved the coverage of sport, particularly cricket and golf, enormously.
Well, the former England captain Tony Greig, who helped Kerry Packer set up cricket's World Series, also paid tribute to the man.
Colossal man, wonderful Australian, and of course a great friend of cricket, not just during the years of World Series cricket, but thankfully when we got over the nastiness, if you like, and the battles associated with world cricket, he had this ability to fix the problems and then became the great ally of Cricket Australia, which I think says a bit about him.